You're listening to a summer edition of The Hub on Screen, playing you highlights from the last 12 months. Time for one of our regular segments now, Top Shelf, where we ask industry creatives to choose their top five films or TV series. Today's guest is Deborah Oswald. Deborah has written books and stage plays, but is no doubt most well known as the creator and head writer of the first five seasons of the much-loved TV series Offspring. So we thought it would be interesting to hear about some of the TV shows she loves.
My first choice today is Catastrophe. So far, there have been three series of the UK comedy drama. In contemporary London, an Irish woman, a schoolteacher, and a visiting American businessman fall pregnant accidentally, and they decide to give it a go together. The scripts are written by its two lead actors, Sharon Horgan and Rob Delaney, and they take risks with the tone, which I think really pay off. The show manages to be brutally honest and hilarious about sex, relationships, the human body, parenting, the family, and at the same time, it's sexy and tender and warm, with the two main characters making each other laugh so much they find a way to keep going.
Oh, there he is. Rob, this is Kate, my maid of honour. Kate, this is Rob, the future Mr. Sharon Morris.
Oh, great to meet you, Kate.
Sharon, can I just talk to you for a moment?
I'm so happy to finally meet you.
It's great to meet you.
You know, you got a good one here. Even if you hadn't gotten her pregnant, she'd be a catch.
Also on my list is Friday Night Lights. If you had told me that I would enjoy a TV drama about a high school gridiron team, I would splutter in disbelief. The five series of Friday Night Lights are set in a Texas town, centred on the high school football coach and his wife, a school guidance counsellor, then radiating out to a huge range of adult and teenage characters. This is a drama about parenting, growing up, racial tension, the unfairness of a world distorted by class and money and small town gossip. I love its stories about surrogate parenting, caring for a kid who needs support. And I love that it depicts a happy marriage, not perfect, but plausibly happy. As someone who steered the writing of a show over five series, I really admire the way the Friday Night Lights script team shaped their story arcs, and it's no accident that many TV writers nominate it as a favourite. It wobbles at times, like many long-running shows. But I prefer any work, a novel, a film, a TV series, to throw it all out there with passion rather than opt for some careful, stylish but anemic result.
Every man at some point in his life is going to lose a battle. He's going to fight and he's going to lose. But what makes him a man is that in the midst of that battle, he does not lose himself. This game is not over. This battle is not over. So let's hear it one more time. Together. Clear eyes, full hearts.
Can't lose!
Let's go!
I'll be fine, yeah. Ooh, okay. Oh, the good Lord knows it. Oh, the good Lord knows it. I left better behind. I'll be fine, yeah. Make my mama turn another blind eye. Yeah. I left better behind. I'll be fine.
Please like me. There are lots of terrific Australian shows I could nominate, but I have a special affection for Please Like Me, the comedy drama created by Josh Thomas and a great team of collaborators. It follows the Josh character, a young guy navigating his way through coming out, the realities of romance, friendship, his complicated share house, and even more complicated family. This show can polarise people, but for me, it's refreshingly idiosyncratic, staunchly realistic, at times charming, and at other moments heartbreaking. It's a good example of the way a series can take chances once it's found its feet, and Please Like Me tackles mental illness with honesty and grace. especially the story of Josh's mother, played wonderfully by Deborah Lawrence.
My Josh is gay, and he says that Oprah isn't good for people because she keeps telling everybody they can be better, and they probably can't be better, can they? He says that everybody seems to think it's really good to be aspirational, but what we need is more people to believe that it's really good just to be satisfied, and he thinks that that's what's wrong, and he blames Oprah for that. I mean, I don't blame Oprah for that. I mean, it must be really hard to do what she did while she was struggling with those weight issues. I think she probably had a thyroid problem. On this lonely road, trying to make it home. Doing it by my lonesome, pissed off, who wants some? I fight for my soul. God, get at you, boy. You try to poke on, fall back, I go hard. On this lonely road, trying to make it home. Doing it by my lonesome, pissed off, who wants some? I see them long times to come. Justified is a drama series set in Harlan County in the Appalachian Mountains of Kentucky. It follows U.S. Marshal Raylan Givens and his twisting relationships with the dangerous but charismatic Boyd Crowder and a tough cookie, Ava Crowder, among others. It draws on Elmore Leonard's hard-boiled fiction, which the scriptwriters spin into a drama full of salty characters, a wonderful bluegrass soundtrack, gripping story, and buckets of charm and humour. The first series is wonky, but the second series hits its stride with a bold, morally complex storyline and Margot Martindale as a ruthless hillbilly matriarch. One of the things I love about Justified is its heightened language, witty, spiky, sometimes poetic, rejoicing in the back and forth between characters who enjoy playing with words. It inspires me to persuade Australian TV drama producers to let us soup up the dialogue in our dramas a bit more.
You seem to have the gift of happiness.
Well, don't we all have it? Some have it in us.
I've never experienced anything like it before.
You are Count Bezukhov now.
It is for the young ladies to make themselves pleasing to you now.
Does it frighten you?
Not a bit. I love it.
I'm in love, my friend.
Lastly, War and Peace. I've been relishing the recent wave of TV drama, but I've also found myself disappointed with many of the offerings. Glossy production values and usually a story premise designed to goose up the audience. But many don't end up delivering a satisfying dramatic meal. Not enough deep thinking under the sensational surface. So, I recently rewatched the 2016 BBC version of War and Peace. It has everything you would expect of a BBC costume drama: luscious design and locations, a ridiculously impressive cast, and scripts by Andrew Davies, veteran adapter of classics, who manages to wrangle the huge novel into dramatic form. And of course, it's based on Tolstoy, someone who's done quite a bit of that deep thinking. It's a story full of suffering, compassion, hard-won wisdom, tiny moments of personal anguish against the sweep of world events, individuals struggling to find meaning and love within tight social constraints, and as they are being walloped by outside forces they cannot control. As a writer, when I watch storytelling this rich, this eloquent, it can inspire me, remind me what's possible. But at the same time, I can feel hopelessly inadequate. Should the rest of us keep trying?
Offspring creator Deborah Oswald there, taking us through five TV series that sit on her top shelf.